Welcome to the Woman Fully Alive podcast. I'm your host, Madeline Eames, and the purpose of this podcast is to speak to women midlife and beyond who are ready for the fullest expansion of their life. So in this video today, I want to unpack this idea of archetypes and how archetypes can monumentally help us in our own healing. Now, the reason that I have created this podcast in the beginning was because of the repeated patterns that I would see coming up in my office with my clients as a therapist and in my classes. And when we start to realize there's a collection of patterns or characteristics or traits, we start to see that there is an archetype. So what an archetype is, it's like the original blueprint, if you will, for a certain gathering of characteristics. So, you know, they're like characters. So one of the most common ones is the hero or the heroine. We have the joker, the wise sage, the archetype of there's the jester, the warrior, the wise woman, all kinds of like these collections of patterns. And at different points in history, different archetypes have come forward and other ones have receded. And we usually have, you know, a predominant archetype, but we can also take on different characteristics of different archetypes. So there's actually been some research published around the archetype of the crone and how women in their elder years or their older years or years after midlife who identified with the archetype of the crone actually started to take on her characteristics of feeling empowered, feeling sovereign, of being the wise woman, and feeling confident. And so when I started to explore this idea of archetypes, it's almost like it increased the amount of healing that was happening when we could identify coming up in the moment that particular archetype. So if you're here on my podcast listening about expansion at midlife, often the most common archetype that I see coming up that can get in the way of our own expansion is this archetype of the good girl. Now, this was imprinted on us across the board in our lifetime, on this planet at this particular time, and in the past few generations. It hasn't always been like that. But this archetype got embedded in religion, what means a good girl, in politics, you know, fighting for women's bodies, in education, in healthcare, all of these institutions. And it really downloaded into our behavior, into what makes us good. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to try or be anything different than who you are to be good. You were born good. You only learned beliefs and habits that got in the way, that clouded the light of your own goodness. So let's start from there. And then we have this template of the good girl that comes along and says, well, you know, good girls don't get angry. Good girls don't get divorced. Good girls are definitely good mothers and they have well-behaved children. Good girls dress a certain way. They talk a certain way and they behave a certain way. They're quiet. They're not too loud, they're not too big, they're not too bossy, they're, you know, there's so many, they're not arrogant, they don't brag, you know, and they look after the people around them. So in many cultures today, the women that are celebrated are the ones that can look after the kids, look after the aging parents, keep a good house, you know, keep a clean house, you know, do it all and look good while we're doing it. And this has been the basis of so much distress for women. That's the price we pay for being good, for having good behavior, so that we're not labeled or judged or criticized for being bad. It sounds pretty simple, but if you think about how it filters into your own life, into your own body, it has created so much depression, anxiety, definitely eating disorders, and more. Being nice is one of those behaviors that has been implicated in making illness worse, in causing chronic pain because we don't want to make a fuss or perhaps express how we really feel. It's also being studied in relationship to certain types of cancers. So this is no small deal here. Now, you haven't done anything wrong. It's not like, oh, I got to change everything overnight. No, we move little by little, step by step, and we see that we're safe enough to let go of this archetype of being the good girl. And when we do, we're far more likely to recognize it when it seeps back in. Now, there's a few stages because this is a healing process, to be sure. But often what the good girl presents like is another archetype, which is the damsel in distress. So just think about that for a moment. Think about movies, think about fairy tales, stories of the woman being rescued because she's a damsel in distress. So she relies on other people around her to rescue her. So we're waiting for someone to come to our rescue. The damsel in distress has to ask for permission for things, so she doesn't have direct access to perhaps her own safety, perhaps to her own money. So she's reliant on the systems around her for her well-being. Now, I want to just make sure that I say that there is a place for these archetypes in different parts of our life. So, for example, if you are traveling in a foreign country and you get lost and you have no idea where you are, that is a good time to be a damsel in distress because you are completely reliant on, maybe you don't even speak the language, in being able to ask someone for help. I know sometimes when, you know, it's a lot of snow here in the winter time and I've had car troubles and I had to pull over to the side of the road or my car breaks down and I'm definitely a damsel in distress, and I should be. I'm not gonna pretend that I can do it all by myself and that it's all up to me. That's a perfect time for the damsel in distress. There are some situations that require to be on your best behavior for the best outcome. So the behavior of the good girl. But the trick is to know when you need to bring it in, to put it on, and that you're also able to let it go. And if you can't let it go and it's causing you problems, then that is a trauma response, okay? So you're not alone if that's you, that's for sure. So the way I see it right now on this earth is that the good girl, there's too much being unearthed about this archetype that it just can't keep its hold anymore. It's that archetype is slowly fading out, as is the damsel in distress, because more women are stepping up, are healing, are becoming independent, are becoming sovereign, are realizing that a lot of the beliefs that they grew up with are no longer serving them in their present life now. And this is a wonderful thing for everyone because we're having more women take leadership positions. And that's usually a really good thing because let's face it, the way that the world has been going under the system of patriarchy has not been working out so well. So this is all a really positive expansion of divine feminine energy that's happening on the planet right now, that's rising. And as it rises, what it's taking, what's being pushed aside are these archetypes. So if you notice that is a predominant archetype for you, you are definitely in the right place, because I have seen that this is the part that we really need to heal. The people pleasing, the perfectionism that goes along with the good girl. Those are the parts that we need to heal, and a perfect time to heal that is at midlife and beyond. And when we can expand past that, watch out, because there's no stopping. The expansion is just exponential. It's infinite. So pay attention to whether you have these characteristics of looking for approval, looking for validation or permission from the outside world to be who you are. If criticism just like knocks you flat, if you really worry about being judged by other people, if you worry a lot about what's gonna happen to other people if you change, if you expand. So you can see how the focus is very external in the good girl and the damsel in distress, because they really rely on the outside for their cues and for their sense of worth and safety. So this is a big deal to start recognizing, acknowledging, and letting go of these archetypes. Another one of the characteristics are looking for approval, looking for validation, people pleasing, looking to others, having to show up looking good, being on top of your game, and not being vulnerable, not letting people inside to see that maybe behind that smile of the good girl, maybe there's somebody who is in pain or somebody who is sad or angry. And the beauty of working through these archetypes is that you are going to meet your true, authentic self behind the mask, beyond the masks. And you are this fluid being that can take on those characteristics when you want to, or maybe when the situation warrants it, but you don't have to. And that is the energetic difference, is that it is a choice, and that you're aware and you're awake to yourself doing that. So it's no longer a subconscious pattern, it's actually a conscious choice. And with that comes so much empowerment, so much energy, and that energy is what then gets to express itself, because we're no longer based in that fear-based pattern of staying good, staying on our best behavior, and relying on the outside world to tell us that we're okay. Imagine being able to just know that you are whole, that you are perfect the way you are, with all your faults and all your so-called mistakes, and it's okay to be you. That is the ultimate destination. So I'm so glad that you joined me here. Feel free to leave comments, leave questions, let me know how this landed on you. And if you're watching on YouTube, please like, subscribe to my channel so you don't miss anything, because we got lots of expansion coming up here. And if you want to join me further for one-on-one breathwork, transformational deep breathwork journeys, reach out, or my monthly membership group, The Rising Collective, or my 4-week intensive, the course for women at midlife to take for their own expansion, then look at the links below or shoot me a message, and I love to hear from you, and I will see you in the next episode.